أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أو كذب بآياته أولئك ينالهم نصيبهم من الكتاب حتى إذا جاءتهم رسلنا يتوفونهم قالوا أينما كنتم تدعون من دون الله قالوا ضلوا عنا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 37 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asked the question, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ. Who is that person that has made haram, prohibited the adornment of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made permissible for man, and also the tayyibat, the pure things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made halal. Is there anyone that can make it haram? No one. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the next question, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Who is a greater wrongdoer, a greater transgressor than that person that fabricates a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They said Allah had commanded them to make tawaf of Baytullah in nudity. That is a fabrication against Allah ta'ala. They had made haram upon themselves eating the pure things during Hajj. And then they said it came from Allah. They have fabricated this lie upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. When a person fabricates a lie of this nature against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the next aspect is also binding. It happens automatically. أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِ. Or they denied, they refused our ayat, our verses. So Allah ta'ala has given his rules. Man wants to make his rules against the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person in the books of Allah, in the records of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the greatest of zalimeen. They are the greatest of transgressors and oppressors. They are oppressing themselves, and obviously those that will follow them will also be then oppressed. And hence in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us also that here is the Quran Sharif, there is the hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Allah has made halal, let us abide by it, understand it and know it is halal. What Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made haram, understand that it is haram, abide by it and refrain from it. And that is the simple rule of the Shariat. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about what we will call the crunch time. When a person is leaving this world, after he fabricated lies upon Allah, he denied the verses, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would be his condition at the time when he is leaving this world? أُولَٰئِكَ يَنَالُهُمْ نَصِيبُهُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Those are the people who have acquired, they have received what has been written for them. In this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has written our sustenance, and Allah ta'ala has written our ajal. Now, maut will come on its time. When a person dies, فَإِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَن تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا. No soul dies until his sustenance has been given fully to him. So two things happen, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. They live their lives, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, how much Allah ta'ala so desired. They got their sustenance, how much Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had desired. Hatta idha ja'athum rusuluna yatawaffawnahum. Until our messengers, and here messengers refer to the angels, the angel that will come, Malakul Maut, to extract the ruh, he will come with a host of other angels. Now when they come, and yatawaffawnahum, to extract the ruh, to give them death, قَالُوا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. They will ask now the dying person, the muhtadar, the person that is leaving this world, where are those gods that you have been calling besides Allah Ta'ala? Whether we look at it from the perspective of the Quraysh of Makkah, where is Lat, where is Manat, where is Uzza, that is one issue. We also, we have put our yaqeen in the things of this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make these angels question us, where are all those powers and where are all that might of this world that you have been hiding behind people of influence in this world, the politicians, your wealth and all of that? Where is all of those things? Can they now bring back life to you? Can they extend that life by one breath, one second, one decimal of a second? None of them can bring anything back. A ventilator is a ventilator. A person dies, a ventilator can never give life to that person. There is nothing that can expand the life. There is nothing that can extend the life. So where are all these powers and all these might that you had put your yaqeen in, you had put your trust in, you had put your faith in, and at the expense of your iman and yaqeen that you had lost in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They will then reply, قَالُوا ضَلُّوا عَنَّا. That has been lost to us. Now we can look for it. Now they will realize it is that time that they are leaving this world, and they will realize that there is nothing and no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah ta'ala says, وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. And they will bear witness against themselves. They've given the game up, because now they will realize all of that is not there, so that could have never been a god, they could have never been an object of worship, and hence they've given the game up now, and they will, and Allah Ta'ala says, وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They bear testimony against themselves, أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَافِرِينَ. That certainly they had been disbelievers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they had lost their faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The very simple lesson Allah ta'ala teaches us here is we have iman and yaqeen in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us, insofar as the ahkam, the rules of deen. Allah has given us our fixed time. Allah has given us our fixed rosy. Allah is all powerful. Allah is almighty. There is no power and might in this world that can allow us 1 second extra to live in this world. So it is natural that we turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat and keep our iman and yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.